With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We talked last week about a couple of locally owned co-working spaces. Now, a major international co-working chain has announced plans for its first site in Sacramento.
Yeah, co-working giant WeWork will fill two floors in the Wells Fargo Center downtown.
What are some of the details on this project?
Well, the space is expected to open this fall on the fourth and fifth floors of 400 Capital Mall. And this is a big project. We're talking 45,000 square feet. The space will be large enough for more than 800 members.
One of the local shared workspaces we've talked about before is Hacker Lab. Will this be sort of a larger version of that place?
Yeah, there are definitely some similarities. Like other co-working spaces, WeWork locations generally offer office suites, workstations, private offices, meeting rooms, and lounge areas. A variety of clients use WeWork spaces, ranging from startup firms to full business enterprises. And the large chain offers a big perk. Members of the Sacramento office will also be able to use the more than 400 other WeWork locations around the world. They'll also have access to amenities in the downtown Sacramento building, including a gym, showers, and swimming pool.
Are they looking at other sites in Sacramento? I mean, why they choose Wells Fargo Center?
Representatives from New York City-based WeWork say they were drawn to the downtown location largely because of its proximity to the state capital and large employers. They say this is a test location for the Sacramento market, and the company will likely open other locations in the city and region.
How do you think this is going to affect all the local co-working spaces we've talked about in the past? I mean, any idea what this might mean for those businesses?
Well, apparently the thriving local co-working scene was part of what attracted WeWork to Sacramento. And it's worth noting that another major co-working chain, Spaces, has signed a lease for 35,000 square feet in Midtown Sacramento's Ice Blocks project. It's probably too early to say how all this will affect the locally owned co-working spaces, but we do know that the nature of work is changing and moving beyond the typical cubicle environment. It seems like the demand for these spaces is only growing.
Moving on to some more real estate news, Macy's is looking for development partners for property it owns at two area malls, Arden Fair and the Westfield Galleria at Roseville.
Right. In both cases, the property is currently used for parking. Those properties are being listed as ground lease or build-to-suit opportunities. Macy's has two potential sites for development at Arden Fair, and just one parcel is available in Roseville.
What kind of future development are we talking about?
Well, we don't have too much information beyond the listings for the properties, though this is another sign of how department store change could be looking for new opportunities amid changes to traditional brick and mortar retail.
We've got an update on the winners of last year's Calling All Dreamers competition. This is the contest that helps entrepreneurs open a retail business downtown. The update is that a location has been found for last year's winner, Neo Escape Rooms.
This week, representatives from the Downtown Sacramento Partnership confirmed the business will open at 1124 2nd Street, which is on the old Sacramento waterfront. It could debut in October. At Escape Rooms, customers are locked in a room and must solve puzzles to escape in a designated amount of time, usually an hour.
Haven't some other contest winners opened up in Old Sacramento, too?
Yeah, this is actually the second consecutive winner to open in the area. Last year's winner, a locally owned business that serves presidential-themed milkshakes, also opened on the Old Sacramento waterfront. And a few years back, a children's clothing boutique won the competition and opened in Old Sacramento, but later closed. Nonetheless, the arrival of these creative Calling All Dreamers businesses could help the efforts to make Sacramento more than a tourist destination known for candy and T-shirts.
All right. Well, Sonia, anything new to report on the food scene?
Well, this week's big headline is that the popular Culinerty Cruiser food truck is opening a brick-and-mortar location downtown. It'll be across from the La Valentina apartment and retail project and is expected to open June 1st. The restaurant, which is called Culinerty Kitchen, will fill a space previously occupied by Margarita Village. Culinerty is known for its innovative take on a variety of comfort foods.
Does this mean the business is giving up its food truck?
No, but in the future, that food truck is expected to only roll out for special occasions, such as catered events.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter as @CapRadioNews.